This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Well, I suppose it was inevitable that this would happen, but California is now going to be recycling sewer water into tap water. Oh yes, the same state that has a city, San Francisco, with a human feces map online so that tourists can avoid stepping on the turds all across the city, which has become a turd world nation, as I said earlier. They're now going to be drinking sewer water. Wow. This is a whole new level of collapse, really, if you think about it. Now, of course, the state will say, oh, no, it's all official. It's all legal. It's all, you know, it's going to meet quality standards. But what you should know, and I'm speaking here as a scientist, as an environmental scientist, I run an analytical laboratory. I test for heavy metals and pesticides and other chemicals and so on. We use multiple mass spec instruments. I'll tell you this, the water treatment facilities in California do not remove pharmaceuticals. They do not remove birth control hormones. They do not remove even HRT drugs, you know, hormone disruptors. They do not remove many, many chemicals, including cocaine and heroin and all these other things, street drugs, meth. They don't remove that stuff. You know, water treatment is a pretty lousy technology, frankly, in most places, including California. They take out particulate matter, and they're mostly concerned about taking out bacteria, amoeba, viruses, certain, you know, heavy metals. That's pretty much it. That's basically what the water quality focus is all about. But chemicals? Forget it. There are tens of thousands of chemicals in tap water. Now this is what makes me even more freaked out about this. You know how Coke and Pepsi, they use municipal water to make their Aquafina, what is it called? Aquafina and something else. I don't buy that crap, so I don't even remember the names anymore. But you know how they have their bottled water? Well, I'm starting to wonder, are they going to be using recycled sewage water now to make bottled water? Because they're using tap water right now. They're just filtering it. And then they're adding some minerals back at the end, a little bit. Are they going to be using sewer water? I mean, imagine sewer water from Coca-Cola in a plastic bottle with extra hormone disrupting plasticizer chemicals and bisphenol A with traces of cocaine and your mother's birth control chemicals and industrial chemicals and everything else and pesticides and fungicides. Oh yeah. The cocktail of insanity served up for just $20 a gallon. Like, is that the new bottled water in California? I'm curious. I'm not saying it is. I don't know if Coca-Cola and Pepsi are going to be bottling water off of the recycled sewer water, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did. But hey, at least Coke and Pepsi filter the water better than the city does. You know, the city municipal water filtration is pretty much a failure. I mean, again, it's mostly designed to create water that doesn't just kill you outright the moment you drink it or, you know, make you deathly ill. That's the main focus. But as far as all these other chemicals, yeah, they're in there. But at least Coke and Pepsi, I think their filtration system involves like triple stage RO or something similar. They're probably going to get rid of more chemicals than the city water supply, which is a good thing. So hey, at least you got to give them credit for that. But it's like something ripped out of the playbook of NASA and the astronauts. Remember how we used to all freak out first time you learned that astronauts are drinking their own pee? Oh, really? Yeah, they're recycling their urine. And you know, there's like $100 million technology. We got toilets, anti-gravity toilets with seatbelts on them, so you don't launch off when you do your business. You know, you're drinking your own urine, you're eating weird freeze-dried food, all this stuff. And we used to think, man, that seems gross, astronauts drinking their own pee. Well, now the citizens of California are going to be in astronaut training, really, come to think about it. Maybe the state will also stop using water for toilets altogether. You can have like a liquid-free vacuum air flush device, courtesy of Governor Moonbeam. You can have like a suction cup for your rear end. You have to drink your own urine, and you have to poop into a funnel. That's the new California, where illegal aliens are protected when they're rapists and murderers and violent criminals, because all the government leaders in California are basically insane protectors of terrorists who want you to drink your own pee. So this welcome to California. You know, there was a major magazine. I forgot what was it Time or somebody? USA Today, I don't remember. Who said that California ranks last in quality of life now in America of all the states? Last. And it's not surprising if you have to poop into a funnel and drink your own pee and dodge human feces on the streets of San Francisco and put up with illegals stealing all your benefits and the government raising your taxes and telling you you can't buy guns to defend yourself against all the MS-13 gang members and all that. No wonder California sucks. Got a website on that, by the way. It's called collapsifornia.com. Collapsifornia. It's spelled like collapse, but then an I, fornia. You know, you take the E off the end of the word collapse, you put an I there, and then you put fornia.news, collapsifornia.news. I'm in Texas, so it's a shame, because there are many areas of California that used to be super beautiful. I mean, the state was awesome. If you grew up in California in, let's say, the 1960s, you were living in paradise. Many of you listening to this probably did, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Even the 1970s, it was freaking paradise. California, awesome weather, like free food falling off the trees, oranges and avocados and almonds. You know, the weather was awesome. It wasn't overpopulated. You know, the air was clean, all that stuff. Now, you got to drink your own urine and poop into a funnel and dodge feces on the streets of San Francisco while the government beats you over the head with a totalitarian baseball bat and censors your speech and everything else. It's insane. No wonder people are leaving California in droves. If you don't want to drink your pee, leave California. That should be like the new sign. Maybe you're driving from Arizona into California on the highway and a sign says, "Welcome to California. Start drinking your own pee." You are in collapsifornia. Drink your urine, people. It's for the planet. You're going to save the planet. Just drink your own pee. It's insane. It's the stuff that's happening in our world today. I have to laugh sometimes because it's so insane. If any state in America is going to collapse, it's going to be, well, parts of California, the west coast of California. I got to say, you know, most rural Californians are good people. There's a lot of great people in Northern California, the Mount Shasta area, places like that, Southern Oregon, rural Southern Oregon. A lot of good people. And of course, they know, they're nodding their heads listening to this. Like, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. The West Coast is totally insane. Those people are nut jobs, radical left-wing nut jobs. They should secede and just take San Francisco and Los Angeles and just form a new Venezuela, where you can just poop all over the streets and have heroin needles everywhere. People walking around homeless all the time, drinking their own pee, voting for Democrats. You know, we should build a wall around the western portion of California just to keep those people out of America. You know what I mean? I say that in jest, but you know, Trump's always talking about we got to build a wall. And I said, let's build a wall around the west coast of California. Keep those people away from the rest of the country. Don't let them invade the rest of America, since they won't even stop illegal aliens from coming in. Out of control insanity. You got mayors of cities over there that are protecting illegal rapists and felony criminals. Protecting them. It's like they hate American citizens, but they love illegal criminal felons. You know, that's California for you right now. It's so out of control and so totally insane. In any case, you can read my websites, naturalnews.com, and like I mentioned, collapsifornia.com. And if you want to hear more podcasts, you know, this was more satire and humor, but I've got serious podcasts too. And that's at healthrangerreport.com. And no, I'm staying in Texas because California, out of control. Totally insane. And if you live there, you know what I'm talking about. So thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Man, I'm loving Texas more and more every day. I'm looking at Longhorn cattle right now, and I'm loving it. It's awesome. Texas is the last refuge of freedom, I think, in America. But don't come here if you're a totalitarian, radical, left-wing Governor Moonbeam supporter. You should stay in California and drink your own pee.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.